Welcome back to another week full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing his encore lift with us today is Bobby Lewis. He's a Christian Science practitioner from Buena Vista, Colorado.
As I walked north along a railroad track, the uninvited words, "You know nothing," intruded hard into my thought, kind of like a train coming out of nowhere. Often, negative self-talk can just slam in and speak unwanted messages like that to us. Sometimes, it's tied to a situation in which we feel like we could have done better. Or other times, it's unattached to any particular circumstance. Part of the solution is not to agree to the suggestion that we are the source of self-defeating thoughts, but rather to see the problem for what it is, an intrusion that knows nothing about one's God-created spiritual individuality. It is an imposition on us and not something of God's creating. Just as important as knowing that we're not the source of negative self-talk is understanding that God is not the source of it either. It's helpful to ask in prayer simply, "Is this a God thought?" We can recognize the divine voice because it consistently speaks to us the truth about God and about who and what we are spiritually. In Scripture, the prophet Jeremiah records God as saying to us, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil." That day along the tracks, I paused, stood still for a moment, and then what came to mind was, "I know something of you, God, and you know everything of me. That is enough." We are empowered by God to recognize self-defeating thoughts that do not have a divine source and to reject and discard them as imposters with no power over us. Mary Baker Eddy says in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures that we have no separate mind from God. The foundation for seeing oneself clearly is to understand that true consciousness is inseparable from its source in divine mind. What a sweet difference maker that is.
Thanks for joining us for today's inspiration. Want to apply the ideas to the world's current needs? Check out the Monitor Daily podcast for a news briefing. You can find it, as well as all of our audio content, at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.